This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Amidst the grim walls of the Ladue County Jail, a shadow lurks. A figure whose name sends shivers down the spines of those who dare to speak it, especially if you were close to those who felt the alleged effects of his crime. Brian Koberger, the man accused of the brutal slayings of four young college students, now finds himself locked away awaiting his day in court. But the investigation into his alleged crimes deepens as new details have emerged about the accused killer's life behind bars. So what exactly is life for Mr. Koberger in the Ladue County Jail? On the hushed halls of the jail, whispers speak of a man who's found solace in the refuge of faith. Koberger, sources say, attends private religious services with a local pastor, seeking comfort, guidance in the face of his tumultuous circumstances. But as he kneels in prayer, questions still linger about the true nature of this quiet, still reserved man. Those who share the same air as Koberger paint a picture of a man who is as enigmatic as he is terrifying. Despite facing taunts and jeers from his fellow inmates, he remains stoic, his expression unchanging as he makes his way down the hall, rarely speaks to those around him, choosing instead to keep to himself, locked away in his own private cell. And yet, despite his apparent seclusion, Koberger very much remains acutely aware of the world around him, because the inmates share that behind those bars, in those cells, sits a man who spends his days glued to the television, watching coverage of his own case unfold before his eyes. It's a strange and eerie sight, some say. They say to see the accused killer staring back at himself, his own face reflected on the screen. As the days pass, the pressure continues to mount on Koberger. Prosecutors have not yet announced whether they'll seek the death penalty, but legal experts believe it is all but certain, given the heinous nature of the crimes he's accused of committing. And so, with the specter of the death penalty hanging over his head, Koberger has taken steps to strengthen his defense, securing the services of a second death penalty qualified attorney to assist in the case. And yet, despite all the attention surrounding Koberger and his case, the truth about what happened on that fateful night remains very elusive. The tight-lipped halls of the Ladue County Jail, where inmates and guards are sworn to secrecy, the answers to the many questions surrounding this case remain locked away, shrouded in mystery and intrigue. So in the end, you have a man fixated on his own trial, fixated on the media coverage that he's getting for the alleged crimes in which he still says he believes he'll be exonerated for, behind the bars of the Ladue County Jail.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Is it a surprise to anyone that Koberger is sitting there watching himself on television? It makes me, I mean, I don't know. There's so much of this where you go, what's the motive? Why'd you do this? It makes me almost feel like he wanted to soak every minute of this thing in. I don't know if he thought he was going to get caught, but I think it was one of those things where once he did, it's like, okay, screw it. I'm going to make the best of this, though. And just consume this trial in a way that no one else will. Be very fascinating to continue watching this case. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases we are following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.